I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1907. That was the day that President Theodore Roosevelt signed into law an effort to get corporate money out of national politics. The law was called the Tillman Act. The act was named after its chief sponsor, Senator Benjamin Tillman of South Carolina. President Roosevelt had fallen under public criticism for taking corporate money in his 1904 run for office. After he won the race, he included the issue in his address to Congress. Teddy said, "All contributions by corporations to any political committee for any political purpose should be forbidden by law." The resulting Tillman Act covered national banks and corporations, but the act had no real enforcement provisions. Since the passage of the Tillman Act, Congress has moved to further regulate campaign financing more than 10 times. Labor union contributions were regulated for the first time during World War II. During the war, unions were strictly prohibited from direct political donations. During the 1944 election, for the first time, the CIO, the Congress of Industrial Organizations, set up a political action committee. The PAC was to support pro-labor candidates and legislation. 3 years later, however, limits on union political spending were beefed up even further by the Taft-Hartley Act. The role of corporations and unions in campaign finance continues to be a hotly contested issue. In 2010, the United States Supreme Court decided the landmark case Citizens United. Their decision ruled that money equals speech. Corporations and unions can spend as much as they want on elections as long as they don't coordinate directly with individual campaigns. This has led to a flood of money by very wealthy donors into super PACs. More than a century after the passage of the Tillman Act, we still have not solved the question of election financing.